We are ready to begin a new year, O God. We hope that it will be a good year. Just as we prayed last year, however, in February, Russia invaded Ukraine, and some of us entered a journey of difficulties. We often hear that life is difficult. We often hear that we have a choice to make. So here's my wish for this year. The kindness and empathy be at the center of our actions and thoughts, and try to remain positive as much as we can. For some it is easy, for some others it's a real challenge. May we have this energy that brings light around us, this happiness that is contagious, this positive attitude that we need to make beautiful things happen. And let us rely on each other, on our spouse, on our partner, on our friends, so that we be stronger together. We must fight these traits of personality that destroy the good atmosphere at our house. Stop saying that we're realistic, when in fact, there's almost meanness in our thoughts, words, and deeds. We have to stop, for some of us, being grumpy and negative, and long for the good old times when our grandchildren are pushing and pulling us to move forward. That is God. Somewhere ahead, our God is waiting for us. And I say that without knowing. God is waiting for us. How will I know? It's my hope. God is waiting for us in the next sunrise, and in the next storm, in the next day, the next season. And some of us want to go back. I'm sorry, it can't work that way. God is ever creating. God is love. God is newness. God is joy. Come and step in. Step into the light of God. We all have our special